if I were to feed you a poison right now, if I were to serve you a poison and tell you that what I'm going to serve you is poison, could I get you to eat it?
No.
Of course not. And it's a stupid question to even ask, right? I can't get you to eat a poison. But what if, for instance, I tried to trick you? And what if I put that poison in a tasty food that I hid with lots of sugar to hide the truth of what it really is? And I got a government subsidy, like the meat and dairy industries get, to produce my product, my poison, right? And I got the FDA and I got the AMA to say, through studies that I sponsor and I paid for, to say that things like it does a body good. And I advertised it massively from the time you were born and had all the nutritional information that I produced in your schools programming you that this is what is good for you. And I had it added through my political connections. I had it added as one of the main four major food groups. And now we got five. We got five major food groups. We have my poison that's in there now as one of your major food groups where you have to take your minimum daily requirement or you're going to die. Could I now get you to eat my poison? Absolutely, and we have been doing that. People have been doing that to us for our entire lives, which has been the majority of our dietary choices. We've been taught to eat poisonous foods. I already talked to you about taste, making health a priority over taste. We have to realize that sometimes our short-term decisions can lead to long-term pain. So we have to start making short-term decisions that lead to long-term health. Does that make sense? So we have to make health our number one priority. Sometimes when I had to get off of, the toughest ones for me was things like sweets and sugars and stuff like that. And my way out of that is for a while I had to just say to myself, God, that's rat poison. I just had to put like a skull and bones implanted over it in my imagination and said, no, I can't touch that cheesecake or whatever it was. It's like, that's poison. And because I wanted it so much, I was so addicted to it. But eventually my tastes changed and I had absolutely no desire for it. But at first it definitely took a little bit of willpower. And that's what it sometimes will take at first. But the journey is absolutely worth it. Like I say, now I haven't been sick one day in 10 years. I have more energy than almost anybody I know or meet. And I have more energy than I had myself my entire life, including my childhood and in high school. And it's really changed my whole life.